From 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Last year, membership of credit unions topped 1 million. They help those in need, but also can provide a saving opportunity for those with money to invest, to the extent that Cabinet Minister Ian Duncan-Smith thinks they're better value than banks. Claire Gishard is here from Cambridge Credit Union to talk about that, and of course the union here in Cambridge as well. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in. So for those, unlike Mr. Duncan-Smith, who don't know, what does a credit union do?
Well, it's kind of a savings and loan cooperative. So the people who save with the credit union own and run it, and they arrange loans to their members.
Okay, so anybody can sign up if they want to put money in, if they're looking to do so?
I volunteer for the Cambridge City Credit Union, and anybody who lives or works within the boundary of the city is free to come and open an account with us.
Right, so I guess the rules are going to kind of change, aren't they, from place to place, just ever so slightly. The principle will always be the same, but each credit union will set its own particular rules that best suit the locality in which it sits.
I think generally they follow the same kind of agenda.
Right. So who uses them? What type of person would actually look to get money from a credit union to get a loan?
I think they appeal to a wide variety of people. People who are earning and want to save money. It's a very good way of saving. It's also a very good way of saving against when you might need money for an emergency. For instance, if your washing machine packs in one day or something like that. Mm. There is a second credit union that works outside the city boundary. They're called Rainbow Savers. And they have all kinds of schemes, such as something called a jam jar scheme, which is for people who want to save with them but want the money allocated to particular areas, such as paying bills or Christmas or something like that. They will deposit a lump amount every month or every week, and the credit union sorts that money out into the separate pots to make sure that when a bill comes through, the money's in the account to pay it.
So it's not just a savings account for Mr. Duncan-Smith and his friends. It's also something that can help people to do their budgets.
Absolutely, absolutely. And particularly if you're on a low income and money's tight, it can be very, very helpful.
Mm. So that would be the advantage, presumably, over just putting the money into a bank, because, you know, in these days there's loads of bank accounts of various proportions. You can put the money in and take it out again. But presumably, for the type of people who are wanting to use a credit union and coming to you, it's not necessarily as simple as that.
Well, it does depend a lot. A very wide range of people do use credit unions. Some people simply invest in them. Mm. Other people who haven't been able to get credit from other areas, who might have a bad credit record, or who might not have be able to have access to a bank account, can use a credit union. So it's quite a broad kind of group of people who can take advantage of them.
Don't have access to a bank account. I wonder, it's quite easy, isn't it, these days? You know, the post office, a lot of pensions and benefits are paid straight into a bank account now. It's almost one of the rules for signing up to the benefit system, which seems to be, at least.
I think some credit unions have been working very closely with homeless people,
right,
who haven't had access to
bank accounts. Of course, for obvious reasons. They're not going to have the address or anything like that, are they?
So, as I say, it actually appeals to a very wide range of people, and a very wide range of people can benefit from it.
Right. So how do you join? What if somebody wants to sign up to either direction, really, either putting money in or getting a loan, what do they have to do?
Well, at the moment, we can't take applications online, but that's possibly something that we will look at in future. At the moment, we have collection points at Mandela House in the city centre, and both at City Homes North and City Homes South.
And you've got a couple of new ones opening up, I gather.
We've got a couple of new ones opening up in Barnwell. And if you go to the website, which is www.cambridgecreditunion.org.uk, you can find out where those collection points are. If you come to the collection points, you'll meet somebody from the credit union. They can explain a bit more about it and how it works. And as long as you bring, if you've got a driving licence or a passport, something with your photo on, that's what we need. And we also need a bill from the last 3 months as proof of address. And if you bring those with you, we can probably sign you up straight away.
OK, that sounds pretty good. I wonder if you have any examples of the type of people who have got some help from you within the Cambridge Credit Union.
Well, I myself started volunteering and saving with the credit union last March, and I was on a fairly tight income last year. I was only able to save £5 a month. But by December, I had enough money saved that I could borrow £80 to cover Christmas, or, you know, for Christmas expenses, which was incredibly handy because Christmas always costs more than you think it's going to be. So that extra £80 was incredibly helpful. And as I say, that's just over a 9-month period of saving £5 a week. I'm now paying that back over this coming year, and I will pay a total of about £8 interest on that. So for me, it's been a very good deal. And at the end of this year, if I wanted to take another loan out, I would then be able to borrow 3 times what I've saved this year.
And if somebody's on benefit, is that going to affect either their benefits if they're getting money in from you, or anything like that? Is that likely to put a spanner in the works, as it were?
They'd have to save with us first.
Right.
So obviously that would come out of their benefits anyway. And once you've been saving, then you can consider borrowing.
OK, that sounds pretty good. And in the other direction, what sort of interest rates might you get if somebody wants to invest in? Because presumably the more money you're getting in from people, then the more money you have available in the pot when a loan needs to be made.
Absolutely. Although we don't offer an interest rate for savings. So we're not kind of there for big investors or anything like that. What we do try to do, if we can, is to offer a dividend at the end of each year, a bit like the cooperative used to.
Yeah. So
if we're making enough income from the loans that we've made, the interest that we're getting on those loans, at the end of each year we do pay a dividend. But it doesn't always happen.
Okay.
It depends how much money we're making.
This is a bit of a rotten question. You're allowed to say you don't know. What was the dividend in the last time one was paid out?
Last time would have been a couple of years ago, and
okay,
I don't know what it was. We haven't been able to pay one in the last 2 years.
Right, yeah, that's kind of almost answered the question in a roundabout way. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about the Cambridge Credit Union. Just remind us of the website address once more.
The website is www.cambridgecreditunion.org.uk. And can I just say the 2 new collection points in Barnwell are on a Friday afternoon between 2 and 4pm, starting this Friday. You can either go to the Howard Road Baptist Church, or you can go to the East Barnwell Community Centre. There will be adverts up in each place to let you know we'll be there every Friday, alternate Fridays at the Community Centre and the Howard Road Baptist Church. Come along, find out more, and find out how we can help you.
And all the details, presumably, of those and the other collection points can be found on the website.
On the website,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Claire Gishard from the Cambridge Credit Union, thanks very much for coming into Cambridge 105 tonight.
Thank you.